Okay, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the call. Glad to see everyone's up bright and early this morning, getting ready to get started on our week. We've got some good training for you this morning, and I'm going to start out this morning by telling you a little bit about what I did this week as far as some prospecting goes. I had a pretty good week going out and doing some different things. One of the first things that I did was here in Melbourne, we have, it's called Brevard Community College. And I don't know if there's community colleges in your area or not, but they have a part of the community college which is called Small Business Development. And they have a lot of free classes that they offer to the community for people that are, you know, interested in small businesses. And I thought, well, that might be interesting. Let me take a look and see what they've got there to offer. And they had a class. It was an all-day class that they held up in Cocoa. And it was for people that were interested in a small business venture. That's what they call it, small business venture. And I thought, this could be a good little networking experience. So I went up to the class, and sure enough, there was about 10 people in there that were all looking to start a new small business venture. And we had different speakers. We had someone that went over a business plan, someone that went over legal issues, the different types of things, you know, taxes and all that for small businesses. And people went around the room and introduced themselves. One couple there said that they loved playing tennis, so they wanted to create some type of home-based business with tennis. The couple sitting next to me, actually, they work up at Kennedy Space Center. They were probably in their mid-50s. They said that they were, you know, getting ready to retire, well, in a little bit, and that they were looking for a home-based business. And they were looking around because they wanted something to supplement their income when they retired. And I'm sitting there thinking, ooh, this is really good. And so we went around the room. Another woman, she wanted to start her own sales. Another woman, her husband was, he did a lot of woodworking. She said he did every type of woodworking. He made bowls, he made furniture, he made everything. And she was interested in him starting maybe a small, you know, home-based business. Not home-based, but just a regular business, woodworking business. But I networked with all the people. I got out magazines. I talked about Eagle Quest. It was really fun. You know, of course, the people sitting next and told them about Eagle Quest. They were very receptive, very interested. These people were all very open to what I was saying. They were just amazed that, you know, what we do here. And a lot of the people, after the 8-hour training, they got so discouraged about opening a business because of all the things, you know, they went over the employees, the taxes, you know, everything. They're like, oh my goodness, how does anybody ever open a business, you know, because it's just so overwhelming. There was so much. And so our home-based business just, you know, we just meet so many of those challenges. You know, you don't have to, you know, put up with the inventory, you know, with the employees, with all that stuff. So it fit in perfectly, and I really, really got some good contacts there. So that was really very successful for me. And they have a schedule of they call them Small Business Venture Roundtable. And they offer those throughout Melbourne, Pompeii, and Cocoa. And you can go there for free. And it was interesting because the guy that was doing the small business planning. No. It was the man that was with the bank. He had been with banks for a really long time. He knew all about people that came to banks and applied for money for, you know, loans and whatnot. And he was telling us all about that. He said one of the most important things that you can do, and I just found this just absolutely amazing. He said it's to network with people. He said you've got to get out there and network. You've got to not be afraid to carry your flag of your company. You've got to get out there. Network with people. Let them know what you do because it's just so amazing that so many people are really looking for what we have. And sometimes I think we're afraid to get out there and tell them, you know, how exciting our business is. But there's really a lot of people that are looking. So he said networking was a very good way to get out there, get yourself known, let people know who you are. So they've got a lot of those small businesses. So I'm going to go out and go to some of those roundtables. They have quite a few scheduled for September. So I'm going to go out and see, you know, about prospecting that way. Also, another way that I prospect this week was in Orlando, Florida. They had one of the largest hair shows in Orlando. It's called the Premier Hair Show in Orlando, Florida. People come from all over. It's huge. I went there yesterday. There was 46,000 people there. I had so much fun trying out our way of going to James tells us to go out to the booths and go up to the people. And so I really had fun doing that. I went up to a lot of booths and I said, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm just going to get out there and do it. So I walked up to people and I started talking to them. I was very friendly and you know, I said, you know, I was thinking about, you know, getting a, a booth here or being an exhibitor at next year's show. I couldn't get into this year's show because it was already full. How do you think my product would do here? And you know, of course, immediately what they're going to say is, what is your product? I was wearing the Fresh Air Buddy, so I told him about it. I asked one lady, she said, I think that would do fantastic here. She said, these hairdressers, these people in this industry, they need that Fresh Air Buddy. You know, that is incredible. So there was, and I got a lot of positive feedback as I talked to people about this. There was only a couple that said, no, we're not interested, you know. But, so that was another way that I got out there and just got our magazines out there. I got our Success From Home magazines out there. I got some of the Healthier You magazines out there. I got people's cards so that I can, you know, follow up. That's also very important. So that's what I've been doing this week, and I just thought I'd share a little bit of that with you all. So if you get any ideas, and maybe check and see, you know, if at your community colleges, if you have anything for a small business development center, because, hey, that's our taxpayers' money, so we may as well use it, right? Okay, James, you want to go ahead and get started on the call?
Let's do it. Good morning to you all. I hope you had a great evening and a good night's sleep. This is August 28th edition of training exclusively for Team Zenith, and I'm James Clendenin coming to you live from our home office here in Melbourne, Florida. Today's discussions are very true to my heart. First I want to say a few words about time. Time worries a lot of people. Time has always been and will forever be our number one resource. Without time, we can't do anything. No matter if we're billionaires or on welfare, we cannot buy more time. And you know, when it's your time to leave this planet, it's your time. But it's what you do with the time you're given that makes your life a success. And that being said, I hope you realize how important that day timer is to your success. You need to be carving out the time to do this business. Okay, I also hope by now that you're all on the AAA program for at least 50 CQV so you can participate in the NSF and EcoQuest advertising campaign. Of course, that's not the only reason to be participating in the AAA program. As you know, one of our primary goals is to earn more money and to have more free time. Well, if you're spending all your time being sick, what's the point? So when, you know, as you're climbing this EcoQuest ladder to the summit, you're going to want to be healthy so you can enjoy the rewards of all your hard work. So get on our nutritional products and enhance and increase your health there and get your life in balance. Okay, pay close attention to action step number one of this week. Collecting third-party articles from various magazines and newspapers, that'll help you prove your points about our business to your prospects. And prospects, they like to see non-biased opinions on topics that you discuss with them. Look for articles that talk about obesity or job loss and downsizing and air and water pollution and increased unemployment rates and jobs moving overseas, things of this nature. Look for articles on old age pensions and savings statistics, and how families nowadays need 3 and 4 jobs of, you know, in a household just to live in the middle class. All of these pictures and articles, well, they'll become a great ally to any presentation. And you know, make sure you add these articles to your presentations. As for the rest of the week, there is one thing to keep in mind, and that's stay on course. Commit to make this week of action, because we ultimately don't know how much time we have. All right, so grab a pen and paper and open up your day timer or your journal or however you're taking notes. I got a ton of stuff to go through today. Just try your best to keep up. Today is going to create some thought patterns for you and some new ways of thinking. Maybe brainstorm some ideas to help you profit in your EcoQuest business. I want to touch upon an epidemic that is killing our industry right now. Killing may be a little bit too strong of a word. Handicapping, slowing it down, that might be more appropriate. And that problem is the internet. You're all on it, so you know the internet is just filled with business opportunities. Your inbox is plagued with spam. Even today, with all the filtering of the ISPs, you know, they filter out most of that get-rich-quick crap, but boy, it still just comes in about a truckload. I compare and contrast that to, a decade ago, 1995, 1996. You know, back then, you could sit down with a prospect, and there was an 80% chance that Not only had you never, had they never been involved in network marketing, most of them had never even heard of it. Or they related it to pyramids, or they knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy who had a lot of water filters in his garage. Most of the prospects in 1995 and 1996, well, they were relatively immune to MLM. There were a lack of businesses that you could start 10 years ago with just a few dollars. Franchises, they were extremely expensive. There were franchise shows all over the country back then. You could go there and you'd spend $200,000 to open up a business and then spend 60, 80 hours a week just to make $40,000 a year. Networking was really beginning to get its stride in the early 90s, and it was a real boom for our industry. Now, fast forward that 10 years, and if you were to type business opportunity into a search engine, wow, everything from MLMs that don't have a product to open pyramid schemes to envelope stuffing, you name it, it's out there. And what's happening is our internet surfers are becoming immune to the business opportunity. The ones that are looking for an opportunity, usually the most desperate ones, they're at the end of the rope with no money and no self-esteem, no personal power. They're desperate and they want to get rich because they've tried everything and they spent all their money on everything else. Maybe a few of them will save up enough money to buy a kit for a legitimate MLM. Let me throw this out to you right now. I think the target market for the majority of EcoQuest prospecting is people who don't have computers and are not on the internet. They haven't been assaulted by this mind-numbing spread of opportunity. They haven't gone from deal to deal to deal to deal. It's almost like a virgin market. They might have been in Amway back in the 70s, and they've been maybe thinking about getting back in the industry ever since. That is, I think, the target market if you're leading with the business opportunity. You can equate the network marketing mentality right now as a pond, and you and I are fishing on the edge of this pond. And this pond is filled with networkers and biz op seekers. And the minute you catch one, you hook them and you pull them into the bank and they join EcoQuest. The minute you pull them on the bank, they join you and they're fishing out of the same pond. We're all fishing out of the same pond trying to catch retreaded networkers and biz op seekers to pull them out and fish in the same pond. And it's true, there's millions of people who have been retreaded in MLM again and again, and there's hundreds of thousands of desperate biz op seekers. But what I've noticed over the past few years is the number of people you have to talk to has dramatically increased. Once upon a time, I'd sponsor you, and we'd sit down and we'd make out 100 names list, and we'd make 100 phone calls, and we'd get 30 appointments, and we'd sponsor 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 people. That is why we worked the warm market, because the numbers were so dramatically different from say, buying 300,000 emails, loading them into an autoresponder, throwing them onto a website, bringing them into a conference call, putting them into a follow-up sequence, getting them on a self-replicating website, and then signing them up. That sound familiar to anybody? I'm telling you, folks, that's pretty well played out. It's pretty well going, at least right now. Recruiting online is dropping off big time. Well, you know what? We are seeing some online growth in EcoQuest in the overseas and the foreign markets. And why is that? That's because there's less internet penetration and there's less opportunity over there. Now, what this means is there should be more reliance on meeting for coffee and personally meeting a prospect. In other words, traditional direct network marketing is where it's at today. So what does this mean to you? Well, I don't know. But I've tried to crystallize my philosophy of a quote, unquote, heavy hitter this past year. For those of you who are taking Team Zenith seriously and aspire to become a heavy hitter, here is what I see your choices are. Heavy hitter option A, you sit at your desk in the home office. You are full-time in EcoQuest. You have a headset on and you literally pound the phone from 7 o'clock in the morning until midnight every night. You're on the phone all day long. You're pounding, you're pounding, you're pounding. You're generating leads and you're recruiting like crazy. And you're doing conference call after conference call and three-way after three-way. And You're doing everything you can do to stimulate your groove. Lots of emails, lots of newsletters and e-zines, and you're one of the top enrollers month after month after month. You're recruiting heavy, and your attrition rate is horrendous. And you have your fingers crossed, hoping you can sustain this pace until something happens to drive a leg deep. Now, a lot of these people are losing their energy and they're burning up. That's heavy hitter option A. Heavy hitter option B. 3 to 5 nights a week, you're out of the house. You're in the coffee shops, in the living rooms, and you're drawing circles, and you're recruiting and working deeper and deeper in small number of legs. You're working heavily on training and leadership building and building relationships, and you're following a duplicatable training system like Team Zenith. You're still recruiting personally, but you're focused less on width and more on depth. And you're trying to sustain that pace of driving lines deep 3 to 5 nights a week. You're out on the road 2, 3, maybe 5 years until you burn out and take a break. Now, everyone burns out and takes a break. Now, that's not a bad thing. Let me clarify that. 90-day blitzes is a good way to approach that. 90 days you work hard, you take a break for a week, and then you do another 90-day blitz. Okay. Option A, you're a recruiting maniac. It's a full-time job, and you're going 200 or 300 wide on your front line. Option B, you're recruiting 2, 3, 4 a month, and if they're willing to make a list, you're working with them in depth deeper and deeper. You're doing event after event and after event in depth. These are the only two models that I see out there that are working or are being worked. There are master managers that have built a six-figure income doing EcoQuest the A way, and there are master managers that have built a six-figure income the B way. Option B, doing the 5-year commitment, working lines into depth, training leadership, following a duplicatable system, and then getting out of the way, has been proven for the last 60 years to be the only true way, in my opinion, that works long-term. Put on your thinking caps, folks. Which way are you building it? Actually, to tell you the truth, most EcoQuesters are not building it either way. They're not building anything at all. Let's get that straight. If you're not prospecting every single week, if you're not doing presentations every single week, you're not really doing EcoQuest. On a part-time basis, EcoQuest is at least 10 hours a week of doing presentations to prospects. If you're doing anything less than that, you're not part-time, you're spare time. And that's okay. Although I don't know why you'd be on this Team Zenith training call if that's what you are. I've spent a decade loving my spare timers because they kept purchasing product, and every now and then they bring in a person here or there, and they sustained the numbers. And you know, we're not going to stop loving these people, that's for sure. But let me take a leap and assume that you want to build a business and become part of EcoQuest Top 30 with a six-figure income. You really only have two methods to follow. Become that recruiting maniac and hope, or work in depth. Now, write this down. The art of depth. Folks, this is the missing piece of the puzzle that nobody seems to talk about except Bob Gittins and the Clendenins. And that's because most MLM gurus are full of baloney. A lot of them were the type A heavy hitter. They made a lot of money in the jelly bean craze, and then they started teaching when their company went out of business. So they really don't have much of a track record. And just because some guy got a $10,000 check 10 years ago, it doesn't mean he's an MLM guru. There are a lot of companies and supposedly MLM gurus out there teaching how to recruit using internet leads or MLM genealogies. They recruit, you know, recruit wide and using various methods. They never teach you how to build depth because they've never done it. The people that have really done it are still with their company and are still earning a six-figure income, regardless of what their company went through. Now, how do I know these things? How did I learn these things? Remember last week I told you I've been a student of the MLM industry for 20 years? Folks, the art of depth is working deeper and deeper consistently into a leg, week after week, month after month, until you get critical mass of leaders in that leg, and it takes that leg from a few hundred people to a few thousand people. Then you got a leg that can sustain the weather. Most people, they They sponsor somebody and you never drive a line under them. And I'm not talking about stacking. Stacking's only good in a binary compensation plan. And most of those types of plans are for the get-rich mentality and companies that have no staying power. What I'm talking about is working with people through them into death. For whatever reason, the art of death is misunderstood, and it's the least taught, and that is why people are generally not successful long-term. It's just vitally important to work with your new dealer to get him a check, because that check will extend their belief system another 90 days. You get them a leg going 8 or 10 deep below them, and you help them build a second and a third leg that's paying them consistently, and you got a chance then. That mystical, magical part of depth is you. You're the force or the pressure from above. You're the weight of the earth pressuring a lump of coal into a diamond. The top earners in EcoQuest have beliefs, and these belief systems create action. And these actions inspire and affect people all around them. These belief systems are formed under pressure. This is one of the secrets why all the top earners in EcoQuest are generally either sponsored by other top earners or were deep in a leg of another top earner. They have come from below to learn the beliefs and the action systems of that top earner. So recruiting 200 or 300 people, that's an action plan, but if you ever learn what to do with those 200 or 300 people, well, if you don't learn what to do with them, you're still in that lottery mentality. You know, I hope somebody in that 300 does something. Folks, if you don't have a systematic plan to work depth, it will never happen. You need to draw it out. You need to draw circles. You need to use the leg charts. You may not know the people in your 8th, 9th, 10th level that will... Here's what I strongly recommend you do. Every Monday, you pull your genealogy and you personally contact the deepest person in each leg that is new. You want to be combing the bottom of that leg, looking for that person you're going to coach with on level 10, you know, to help them go down to level 11, and then level 11 to help them go down to level 12. All of a sudden, you're going to find a guy that takes 5 levels deep in a week. You constantly be working at the base of the deepest leg, and then let technology help you communicate with everyone in between. That's the role of email and e-sign and newsletters. It's to help keep them excited. Imagine you get this phone call on your machine at 11:30 at night. Hi, it's Mike. I'm about 100 miles from you right now. I just finished doing a home party in Joe Brown's leg. And I'm on level 13 tonight doing a home party for a wonderful couple, Tom and Mary. They had 8 couples here. 3 of them signed up. So now you got a 16th level. And I'm going to need some help because they're sharp. Let's do some meetings down there and see if we can't get 1 or 2 or 3 legs going for Tom and Mary and help them get a check. Okay, that's enough on the art of depth today, but I want to get some other stuff. Just remember, success in depth creates success above. You may not have got all that, but let me tell you, it's as close to what I believe right now as anything. If you're going to build an EcoQuest business, put your blinders on for 2 or 3 or 4 years. Build 4 or 5 legs into depth, and you'll continue to get those residual checks while you build the other 5 or 6 legs in order to make master manager. Just remember, a leg is not a leg until it has 4 leaders in it. You may not even get paid on that 3rd or 4th leader, but let me ask you a question. If 75% of the people quit in that leg, would you still be getting a good income from it? If you do, then you have something that can survive the weather in good times and in bad. All right, let's talk about the master list. You noticed that was on your homework last week. This week we'll continue with some basics, starting with who do you look for and how do you determine if you really want them? Next week, we'll go into the various scripts and how to do a presentation, how to do a good presentation, the information that you need to be giving to your prospects. We'll continue step by step because for this past year, it seems we've all been running around trying to find the magic formula with dismal results. Folks, the company is posed for explosive growth just like we had in 1995, 96, 97. What we are teaching you is what we did in those days so you can capitalize on this new wave of growth that EcoQuest is experiencing. Building a sales managership with EcoQuest involves developing a business plan. There are a number of steps within this plan. The first is to choose your board of directors. The second is to contact those people. The third, to show them the business. And the fourth is getting those who decide to join you off to a quick start based on a proven success system. Then you'll simply continue to repeat this plan of action over and over and over again. I'm going to give you all the specifics in each of these steps, and as you do your homework assignments and listen to these training calls, you'll have a complete plan of action to build a successful managership. You know, most people, they come into EcoQuest with no prior experience in the industry. Consequently, what they bring with them are only experiences from traditional businesses. Now, some of these experiences are good, some of them are not so good. When people enter EcoQuest, they enter a whole new way of doing business. And sometimes it's difficult for them to comprehend what this industry is all about. What I like to do is use an analogy. I like to relate this business to other businesses of which, you know, other people, they're more familiar. And the comparison analogy I'm going to use is Coca-Cola. I do that because I understand the magnitude of our EcoQuest opportunity, and I want to get that potential across to a new person whose understanding, you know, might be limited. I compare this business to Coca-Cola because Coca-Cola is an amazing success story. Most people would know that if they had the rights to Coca-Cola today, they would be an instant billionaire. You know, I bet if you had the rights or the recipe to Coca-Cola today, you'd be really, really excited. But would you have had that same vision in the late 1800s when Coke was first developed and wasn't the mega success it is today? It amazes me sometimes how, you know, different people can be. I know that there are some people who could receive the recipe of Coca-Cola and immediately be contemplating how much money they could make in their own hometown, while others would be thinking, how much could we make if we took this throughout North America? And then there's still others, they'd see the same opportunity, they'd say, how much if we took this globally? What's the difference between these three types of people? Well, it's the 6 inches between their ears. It's called vision. There are some people who will look at our EcoQuest opportunity and say, isn't that a cute business? Look how much money I can make in my own neighborhood. While others might look at us and only see global possibilities. I believe you only build your business as big as your vision. Someone had to have tremendous vision behind Coca-Cola. After all, think about it. Who would have imagined that a container of dark liquid with some CO2 added to it would become a multi-billion dollar industry? Someone in the very beginning must have had a really big, big picture. They must have imagined that someday Coca-Cola would be in every household of America, in every service station, in every grocery store, in every hotel. And they knew that it would be served at every social event, in every restaurant. In fact, you'd be able to find in these little machines on the street corners where you'd put in quarters and a can of Coke would pop out. What a story that must have been in the early days. Folks, EcoQuest is a great opportunity, and you're going to want to be selective with your team. If you had the rights to Coca-Cola, I think you would realize that you could not take Coca-Cola worldwide by yourself. You'd have to be willing to let some other people in on the deal, wouldn't you? Let's say you could only bring in 6 team members, and those 6 would share in the billions. Which 6 people would you pick? Would you pick your brother-in-law, your next-door neighbor? You know, I don't know about you, but I'd pick the 6 sharpest people I knew. I'd choose people who were ambitious and hardworking. Would you try to coax and convince those 6 to join you? Well, I rather doubt it. In fact, they would try to convince you that they were qualified and had the same kind of vision, and they'd be an asset to taking the company worldwide. If you were sharing this concept of Coca-Cola with someone, they said, I don't think that Coca-Cola will work. Would you try to convince them? No way. Have you ever heard of the saying, you're only strong as the weakest link? Well, that I don't know person would definitely be a weak link. It's the same with EcoQuest, folks. Why would anyone try to coax and convince others to join their organization? What happens to you and your business when you adopt this kind of attitude? Well, if you have to convince people to get involved, more than likely, you're going to have to convince them to do something once they're in. That'd be like a job. So look for people like yourself, people who can see opportunity and who have a vision. By now, I'm sure you're understanding the comparison I'm making. If you're going to build a large EcoQuest business, you can't do it alone. You must be willing to let some other people in on it with you. And those people, like the ones who first promoted Coca-Cola, will be your team. So make sure you choose wisely. Look for people just like you with enthusiasm and excitement and vision. So now the question becomes, well, where do you find these people with vision? Now, I am sure some of you already thought of some key people you'd like to bring in on as dealers. I mean, you thought of those right off the top of your head. Well, here's a secret. One of the biggest mistakes in EcoQuest is trying to work from memory. Take Bob Giddens' advice and get a spiral notebook and then fill that notebook up as soon as you can. Forget about EcoQuest for a while. Pretend you are earning $1,000 for every name you put on that list. List everyone you know from the time you were a kid through everyone you met on your previous jobs. Include everybody in every neighborhood in which you've ever lived, the fellow students and teachers and counselors and administrators in the schools that you've attended. Write down the members of every organization and club you've ever belonged to or ones in which you're currently participating. You should be rich by now with all those $1,000 bills that you'll be paying yourself. Just keep on recording names on that list. You may be saying, well, that would take me days. You remember that pretend game of paying you $1,000 for every name? Well, folks, it's no game. That list will make you rich. Don't even think about EcoQuest and who would be good. Just take time to list everyone you've ever known. Don't prejudge and don't exclude anyone, especially women. Women are great in this business. That's why 65% of the people in MLM are women. Here's another tip. Keep an additional notebook in your car. You never know what street or song or landmark will trigger the memory response and remind you of someone to put on that list. I realize that on this list there are people you're not going to like and people with whom you wouldn't want to work with, people who are 3 months old and people who are as old as the Sahara Desert. It doesn't matter. By listing everyone that you've ever known, there's probably some names that have reminded you of other people. There may be people not on that list whom you totally forgot who would be great in the EcoQuest business. Here's another tip. Use a memory jogger like the one I emailed you all. If you don't have it, let me know and I'll send you another one. I got an email from Ray Delp out in Iowa. Let me read a little something off of here. I was having a difficult time getting together a list of 100 names when suddenly it dawned on me that I could use the local phone book to look up all the last names that I could remember. I now have 124 and only got as far as the H's. This method might be some of help to other people. Thank you, Ray. That is an outstanding way of triggering your memory. Okay, folks, this is the beginning of your managership. Once you have your list, how can you tell which of these prospects are likely to grow into one of those magic EcoQuest superstars that you heard about or know? Well, for the next few minutes, I want to give you a quick way to check to see how your prospects stack up. Run them through the prospect scale. Take a pen and paper and number 1 to 10 left to right. 1 through 3 are people whose working background is or was exclusively as an employee for someone else. The number distinguishes the quality of their performance. So a 1 is not such a good employee, and a 3 is a stellar employee. So the slow employee at the restaurant is a 1. And the 1 who goes the friendly extra mile and says, you know, what else can I get you? Would you like some of this or some of that? That's a 3. The 4 through 6s are representative of people who own their own business. It could be a one-person show, or it could be lots of employees. Franchise owners would come under here as well. Anyone on a 100% commission is also in the 4 to 6 range. For example, real estate brokers and agents or any other direct salespeople, like a Kirby vacuum cleaner salesman. People whose income depends solely on their own performance. Fours are not too good at it. Sixes are great. And then there's your 7 to 10. These are people with lots of network marketing experience. Sevens are not so successful as networkers. Tens are the ones that everyone dreams of getting into their organization. Now, here is what you want to know about these three different groups of people. The employee, the 1 through 3, they're on a fixed guaranteed salary. If an employee needs supplies, what do? They go right to the supply cabinet and take whatever they need. Nothing to buy for doing their job. Everything's provided for them. Because of that, employees are the same ones who might ask the question, what? I got to spend money, my own money, to do this? And now you know why, folks. They have never had to spend any money to do anything of their own regarding business. Everything has been supplied by their employee as long as they've been in the job market. Here's the biggest concern of an employee. What's the guaranteed income? And, you know, why shouldn't it be? After all, that's what they've thought about their entire professional life. How much salary? What are the benefits? What am I going to get for working for you? That's their focus. Now, the 4 to 6 group, the people who own their own business and do all their own business, including franchise owners or anyone on 100% commission, they do buy their own pens and pencils. And so they understand that they have to lay out money and effort to build a business. This is a good thing, but the big concern of the business owner is that their agents or their employees will leave and start their own competing business across the street. So that means that they keep the best training tips to themselves. And, you know, they're thinking, if someone's going to walk off with your best tips and start their own business, well, that probably doesn't feel too good. So what happens with the business owners when you get those people into your organization? They have to come to a trust sharing their best ideas with their new dealers. It's like, why should I tell my new recruits all my good stuff? Well, here's why. So the new dealers succeed and generate some income, enabling the business owner to leverage his efforts. Once they see that, it's like, I got it. I'll tell them everything I know and not be a blocker. They now know there is no worry of competition going across the street. The more you teach your people in your organization, the more you will succeed. Okay, the next category is the 7 to 10, and of course we know they already buy their own pens and pencils. That's your network marketers. One of the concerns of the seasoned networker is this. What are the alternatives to contacting my friends, families, and neighbors and acquaintances and so forth? See, a lot of MLMers will tell you they have burned through their entire warm market. Every deal I've ever been in went belly up. I want an alternative to warm market prospecting. Well, you have alternatives to offer them, which we'll go into in a couple of weeks. But in the interim, have them read Guaranteed Prospects and make sure they get a copy of my local prospecting CDs and manual. And you're also going to want them to visit, well, you want to do this too, www.ecoquestsuccess.com. That's www.ecoquestsuccess.com. Okay. We'll be going into that more in a future session, but right now, let's continue. Here's a question you can ask your prospect to get the prospect scale information if you don't already know it. So what attracted you to this, given the info you've read or heard or seen so far? And they might say something like, well, I want some extra income so I can pay for my kids' college, or I want to lose weight, or I want to have more energy. Or I've got an allergy condition. Whatever they say, you ask, great, well, let me ask you, have you ever done anything like this before? You know, like direct sales or network marketing, or have you ever owned your own business? The response to this one question will tell you their professional background as it relates to the prospect scale. Then you can make an educated guess on how long it will take them to get up to speed and to build a successful EcoQuest business. And that will help you decide on, you know, where to spend most of your time. Final thoughts about your list. Once you have 100 people on your list, check off everyone on the list who is like you, who has vision and ambition. think of the ones on this list who are always talking about being in business for themselves. This is usually the easiest category because they are people like you. These are people who enjoy being around, that you enjoy being around, because they talk about ideas instead of just people and places. They inspire you. Some of these people might already be successful. Remember, don't prejudge someone because they're successful. If you were in a traditional business, would you refuse to headhunt the competition's successful executives for your vice president position because he or she was already successful? Well, of course not. Folks, you're looking for needers. You're not looking for wanters. Someone who wants something more out of life is who you're looking for. You should also decide who's the sharpest top 10 who you want to contact. So now the question becomes, now I have to do a perfect presentation, right? No, it's not true. You can't wait till you have a perfect presentation or you'll never get off square one. Here in the next day or so, I'm going to send you additional scripts for your warm market. And next Monday, we're going to cover the presentation. I've gotten quite a lot of the homework in, and I've not gotten quite a lot of the homework in. I'm specifically talking about the 20 reasons, and I want to give you an example. I got this homework filled out from Pam Doty, and I appreciate Pam and her self-evaluation. What is the most important things I learned this week? Where my priorities lie after completing the 20 reasons for success. Folks, that's the kind of thing that we're trying to get out of people. If they do this homework, they're going to see what they need to be doing, and it's going to give them the why that they're going to continue regardless of what's going on in their business. I got this really awesome one here on the self-evaluation. To begin with some basics, what in people's head and hearts about money? Once they realize what they think about money not be true, help them to reprogram. Example book, 9 Steps to Financial Freedom, has you go back into your past to help you see that many of us are still thinking like what our past dictated. I'll never be able to, for instance, I don't deserve to have, etc. This is why your 20 steps are so important. Read them before going to bed and in the morning before rising. That is the closest you get to your subconscious mind. I have them on the refrigerator. The picture you all took of us with the master manager sign and the master manager sign near the computer. Folks, that's the kind of thing that, you know, these self-evaluations, these 20 reasons are, oh, by the way, thank you, Bill and Nancy Busby. This was outstanding. I appreciate your input. That is why we are doing this, folks. The 20 reasons are absolutely critical. They're critical. It might seem trite to you, but it's critical that you do these things. Everything that we're doing, as a matter of fact, is a step-by-step success method training you to become in the top 30. I'm not going to give you any bum dope, believe me. We got there, we've been there, and we know how to do it, and we want to take you with us.